I want to read to the Chevra the Lashon of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish writes a beautiful letter. There's what we spoke about from the Vilna Gaon a couple of days ago. We spoke about the idea that when there's a certain yesurim, there's like a pain that a person has in changing his midah. And that pain gives kapara. When a person, what is that? Why? We should put it back. I think if that's tonight, we'll have to go and put it back. So the Losh Chazon Ish says as follows. Says the Chazon Ish, you know, there's a famous Chazal that it says, "Ein haTorah miskayemes." The Torah will not last. Ela b'misha meimis atzmoi aleha. Only by someone who is willing to kill themselves over the Torah. So pashup shad means you got to really try hard and learn. So listen to this, what he says. Hamisa shebekan, the death that we're talking about, hu anetiyah mipshutoi shel hachayim. It doesn't mean kill yourself. It means be willing to give up what you think life is all about. That life that you think is life, you got to kill that life. You got to leave that life behind. Le'umkoi shel hachayim, to go into the depth of what really life is about. Le'toichtoichoi shel hachayim, to the real, you know, depth of life. Kol she'ha'adam marbe b'shviras hamidos. The more a person works on breaking their habits, their bad midos, mar b'chaim, that's life. And shviras hamidos, and breaking your midah, is harigas ha'shachayim ha'shitchim. Breaking your midos is death to your old, simple life. Umisa shel hayetzer hamemalei kol agof hu achayim hamoylech bedarko shel Torah. So when the Gemara says that you have, in order to live, you have to be willing to kill yourself over Torah, it means kill your midos, kill your old self in order to be able to redefine yourself with your proper midos. That's what it means. Unbelievable language from the Chazon Ish in a letter that he wrote. So it just fits what we were saying the other day. Anyway, so the Rav Chaim Volozhiner goes on now to explain the Indian of humility in the context of Eizu HaChacham HaLomein Mikol Adam, right? In order to be wise, you have to be willing to learn from anybody. And part of that is the great humility that you need in order to learn. So he says here, he says that that on the one hand, you have to be humility, but on the other hand, he says that even you should have a certain level of busha. You should be kind of shy in a way and be a little bit embarrassed before you approach Hashem. You should have a certain busha of approaching Hashem in that way, right? Who am I to be able to do a mitzvah? Who am I that I should be able to have this chos to do a mitzvah? To the point that a person should be almost like not understanding. Well, how do I have this chos? He says like Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen was too embarrassed to come forward and do the, from his humility, to do the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, until Moshe Rabbeinu pushed him forward. However, at the same time, says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, ki kein dorish Hashem meitanu. But Hashem also wants from us, shelo nuchal lehisrachik chalila min haTorah aide busha. Don't be so embarrassed and think, well, because of that, I can't do it. Rak sheyeda bilvavu ki yesh lo levosh. You should know that you should be embarrassed. But Hashem wants you to come anyway. So he's saying, you shouldn't feel so comfortable, so confident, say, yeah, I'm the guy, I'm it, yeah, let's go. So, okay, so what's the other choice? I'm embarrassed. Who said I deserve to come? Who am I? So then you're not going to come then. So he says, the idea is you have to come forward knowing that you don't deserve it, but Hashem wants those who know that they don't deserve it to come anyway. That's the emotion you're supposed to say. You're supposed to say, you know what, Hashem, thank you for giving me the opportunity. Thanks for understanding that I may not deserve it, but you want me to come anyway. That's not to say, yeah, of course, I'm great, you know. And by another, not to say, well, I'm nothing, and therefore I don't deserve coming. Okay? Now, there is, I would want to say something, that there is a little bit of a flip side to this, which is brought down in this Sefer, which is by this, it's actually the footnotes are from the same author. See, I'm using this Rachaim from the same author. So this Sefer from the same author is the Pischi Sha'arei HaAvoda. This is written by Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay, Rabbeinu Yonah from the Rishonim. The Rabbeinu Yonah was a mechutin with the Ramban. Okay? And his child married the Ramban's child. So the Rabbeinu Yonah was from that generation. And Rabbeinu Yonah has a sefer called Pischei Sha'arei HaAvoda. And over there, the first thing he writes is as follows, which is a little bit the flip side of this. But he says, HaPesach HaRishon, the first thing you need to know in order to start Avodas Hashem, sheyeda ha'ish ha'oved erech atzmoy. You have to know your self-worth. You have to know your self-worth. V'yakir ma'alosoy, and realize how great you are. U'ma'al savoysav, and the greatness of your parents. V'gdulas chashivusam v'chibosam eitzal boyer, and how much Hashem loves you and your yichus. V'yishtadol v'yishchazek tomid lahamid atzmoy, v'maylai, and therefore, there's a lot expected of me. Okay? So he says you should have to remember not to be embarrassed and not to embarrass yourself. Okay. So he says, however, that's the idea. So there is a flip side to it. On the one hand, you have to have humility, but on the other hand, the humility doesn't mean that you shouldn't realize, each person's individual potential and each person's individual greatness. And that's a very, lack of self-esteem is a very dangerous, place to be. So you need to couple the humility with the understanding that Hashem wants us to understand that we don't necessarily, deserve it, but that we should come and that really we do have the potential to achieve greatness. Okay. Also, a person, Rav Chaim Volozhiner, warns us should not become a Baal Gaiva about his humility. I'm so great, and I don't even, look at me. There's so many people that are have so much less going for them, and they're much bigger Baal Gaiva than me. Right? I'm like, wow. I've said over one time, I had a story with my Rebbe, Meir Stern. So we were one time, I was in Yeshiva, and there was a time, like Friday afternoon or something, that there was basically, it's a time, it's no Yeshiva, and it's a time that the Bachrim go out to play ball, whatever. So I had a chavrusa, or I was learning myself at that time. I used that time to learn. So I wanted to ask him, I asked the Rosh Hashiva, I said, no one else is really in the base medrash. I would be the only one. So should I learn in a different room so that this way I'm doing it privately, I don't have to learn in the base medrash when no one else is there, I'd be the only one there. So he said, if you learn in the base medrash, so maybe you become a Baal Gaiva about your learning. But if you learn in the small private room, you're going to become a Baal Gaiva about your learning and about your humility. He said, you're going to think to yourself, not only am I learning, I'm even hiding my learning. Wow, I'm really great. So it's better if you're going to become a Baal Gaiva anyway, just become a Baal Gaiva from learning. Don't become a Baal Gaiva of the learning and the humility. So a person should just realize it for the emes. The Rebbe Chaim Volozhiner says this beferish. He says, "Ki kol anava hu shelo yachzik es atzmoi shebo lemidas anava." Anava is that you don't realize your you don't realize your humility. Could you actually think you're on that level? If you really think you're higher, but I'm acting with humility, then you're not being humble, really. The humility is to realize who we are, what we really deserve, how great of the opportunities that we have are out there, and how much chesed that we are getting from Hashem. Kim yachshav zeshu gadol. If you think you're really good, but I'm holding back and I'm being an anav, then you're not being an anav anymore at that point. Okay? So, that's what he says. And that's very important. Lamaisa, there is one thing he says at the very end here, which is, I think, you know, approaching Yomim Noraim is a tremendous thing to think about, okay? You know, Chazal say that one of the tremendous zechuyos a person can have approaching Yomim Noraim is if you're mavir al midosav. Now you don't push your way in, you don't push your agenda. You don't put your own covet. Okay, someone else. So he says that this is actually a tefillah that we say every day that we should attain this level. What's the tefillah? At the very end of Shemona Esrei, we say Elokai Netzor, right? Netzor Shoni Mira, Svatayim Yidaber Mima. And then we say, V'nafshi ke'afar lakol tihyeh. What does it mean, nafshi ke'afar lakol tihyeh? My soul should be like offer to everybody. What does that mean? Shetia nafshi nechshavis l'chol abrios ka'afar mamish. I don't mind if everybody looks at me like offer, like dust. Shelo yinagu b'kavod, and they don't show me any honor. Va'az yachol lios psichas leiv b'torah, and then I'll be able to learn Torah properly. So there's psach libi b'sarasecha. You know when you'll be able to start learning Torah properly? When everyone looks at you like a regular guy, and no one treats you with kavod. V'lirdof achar mitzvos. V'af mi shebnei adam mechabden oiso, and even a person who receives honor, al kaponu tzach sheyikva b'libo she'en b'ashu ma'ilo. You have to realize to yourself that really the honor is not really that important. V'lo yispoil me'uma me'akovid. And it shouldn't affect you at all, this honor. V'zeu achacham haloimi mikol adam. The chacham is someone that learns from everybody. V'ein lo be'emes shum kavod u'gdula. And he's not focused on his own kavod. So this is the tefillah that we say every day. V'nafshi ke'afar lakol tia. Unbelievable, right? That you were asking for humility and we're asking to be mavra al-medosa. Look, a guy wants to look at me that way. Please look at me that way. You're in a little squabble with somebody over some whatever, some narishkeit that in a week from now, you're not even going to remember what it was. But you're in some sort of squabble with someone. Okay, so let him think, you know, whatever he thinks about me. But it doesn't make a difference. At least, you know, let's move on. You know? So sometimes a person gets into an argument with someone and they're willing to, like, make up, but the other person's, like, being very tough about it. So you know what? Let him think he's right. Let him think that he got his way. And I'll come and say I'm sorry and you're right. And you know, and I'll have in mind nafshi kafa lakol tia. That's what we're davening for. You daven for it every single day, and then when it comes out lamaisa, we have a hard time with it. But that's really what it is that a person has to understand that sometimes, you know, okay, so you let that person have their way. So they're gonna walk away thinking they were right. Okay, who cares? At the end of the day, let them think they were right. At least this way, you're walking away with shalom, etc. So this is what he says. That's what it means. Nafshi ka'afa lakol tia. And this is part of the humility of Ezo Achacham Halomi Mikol Adam. You're willing to learn from anybody. Okay. So approaching Yom Noraim, I think it's something to think about. You know, this is a way of really approaching a schus in the Yom Noraim to approach it with this humility. Okay.